Okay, today's daf is Vachem Kuf Tes Zayin, and we will start Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf has some every daf in Shas has exciting inyanim, but today's daf has one of the agadotas that we often quote, as we will get to a little bit later. But first, we start Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. The last machlokas which we had, which was a very yesodistic machlokas, which we didn't really have time to go into, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, about how the Torah was given, the Mesorah. Was it given all the general principles and all the details were given at Har Sinai? Everything, like Rabbi Akiva said, and then it was just repeated at Ol Moed and repeated in Arvos Moav. Was it just like that, like the Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Bahar? Or was it Klalos Nemar B'Sinai, and the Pratos were given later? Right? That's a major machlokas, how the transmission of Mesorah took place. Right? This Gemara has to be seen in light of the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nundalot or so. Remember where the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu taught everybody four times. Taught the Torah four times. Moshe came down and taught it to Aaron, then taught it to Aaron and his children, then taught it to Aaron and his children and the Zekanim, and then to Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe left and Aaron taught it to whoever was left. Right? That's the transference of Torah. That was about the mechanism and how. This is about the what. This is about the content. The Rambam and the Ramban both use this Gemara, again, without getting into the details, in Shorish Aleph, where the Rambam discusses his first major attack on the Bahag, which is one of the reasons why the Rambam wrote his whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, to argue and to defend what he thought should be the list of Sefer HaMitzvahs. So his first rule is, you can't count Mitzvahs Derabbanan. The Bahag counts Mitzvahs Derabbanan in his list of 613, and the Rambam says, no, you can't count Mitzvahs Derabbanan. Everything that was counted and is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs was given already at Har Sinai. And he quotes this Gemara, and the Ramban quotes this Gemara, and the Megillas Esther, they all get into the act, using this Gemara to try to defend or to attack the other Shita in terms of Derabbanans being counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So again, that's an important Gemara, but we'll have to leave that for now, and we will continue. So Amar Amar, we are the third to last line. So we're going to comment over the next couple of lines. We're going to be commenting about the Braisa, the Braisa that we quoted earlier on the Daf, on Kuf Tes Vav Mabez in the middle, where the Braisa said that before the Mishkan was built, Bamos were Mutter, right? Like the Rambam's Lashon, from Adam Arishon all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu, Bamos, you can build them as Mizbeach wherever you want. Avodah was done with the Bechoros. We saw that Ksava Kabbalah. Hakol Ksheirin Lahakr Behem Achayev Of. And you can give anything you want. Anything, any type of animal, as long as it's kosher. Zachar and Akevas, male and females, tvimin and balmum, as long as it's kosher, va'akol karver olos, all brought olos. We'll have to see exactly what these lines mean. And the ola, the Bnei Yisrael were makriv, did require hefshev v'nituach, and the non-Jews bizman hazeh are also allowed to do that. That was the different lashonos. We're going to talk about each of the lines as they come up. There is a Zohar. There's a Zohar quoted by the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, which we're not sure exactly where the Zohar is, but the Aruch Chaim quotes, I think it's a Parsha Chukas, I don't remember exactly which Parsha, that at some future date when Mashiach comes, the Avodah is going to return to the firstborns. Return to the firstborns. So again, whether is that going to be, they're going to be doing it along with the Kohanim or what? So we'll have to see when Mashiach comes and we'll figure it out. Okay, Amar Amar. Let's third to last line. Hakol kshir lahakrif. Hakol, all the Braisa said are kosher lahakrif. So what exactly was that referring to? The Braisa said all, including behema, chaya va'of. So how do you know that? Hakol kshir lahakrif. Minani mili, how do I know that before Maim at Har Sinai, before the Mishkan, we had yesterday the Briska Rav, that maybe after Maim and Har Sinai, before Binyan and Mishkan, Bnei Yisrael were still allowed to bring Karbanos of Bnei Noach, and that's why this might have still been an option until Binyan and Mishkan. That's the, if you're warm a dyke in the language of the Gemara, it says, Ad Shalahu Kama Mishkan. It doesn't say, Ad Shehaya Maim and Har Sinai. So it could be that things stayed a little bit after. So anyway, how do you know? Minani mili amar afuna to amar kra, because the pasuk says vayiven Noach mizbeach Lashem. Noach built a mizbeach vayikach mikola behema torah mikola ofa tahor, and he took from all the kosher behemos and ofos. Right, we're using Noach here for the basis of a halacha then. If you remember, in the beginning of Hashochet v'Hamala, the beginning of the 13th parak, where we spoke about the, not the Hashochet v'Hamala, the beginning of, where it talks about whether one needs a, by Shchut Echutz, whether one needs a Mizbeach outside, right? We had the Mishnah on Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, not at the beginning of the parak, but Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, where the Machlokas Noim, whether Shchut Echutz is Chayiv, even if you don't use a Mizbeach Bachutz. What if I just take a rock and are makriv on it? That's the machlokas tanoim between the Tanakama, Ashiyala, the Rosh of Mizbeach, and Rabbi Shimon. Even if you put it on a sella or an evan. So, they were, what were the sources for those two opinions? So the Gemara already quoted on Kuf Ches Amabes. What was the source that you need a Mizbeach? Vayivin Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Right, this pasuk. Same pasuk was quoted there to prove that shita of Rabbi Shimon. And the, of Rabbi Yossi. Even though Mizbeach Lashem, you need a Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even anything. And that he quoted this, the pasuk by Manoach. By Noach and the Malach. And he put the Gedi'izim on the Tzur. And the Gemara discussed what does each shita do with the other opinion. But again, we already quoted Psukim in Tanakh as a basis for halacha bizman hazeh. This is a little bit different. This is quoting, how do we know then? How do we know before Ma'amar Sinai they were able to be makar of anything? So Noach brought him his mizbeach, behema and of hatahor. So how do you know from there everything? So behema kimashma'o, behema as we would have interpreted it, kamashma'o, right, all behemos, all domesticated animals, chaya b'cha behema, and chayos would be included in behemos, right, and that would be, as the Rashi quotes from elsewhere, because we have a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, zos ha-behema, and then it says, ayel tzvi v'yachmor, it says behema, then quotes examples of chayos, that's how we know chayos are b'chlal behemos. That's how we know all different animals, behemos, chayos, v'ofos, would all be included. Interesting drasha, the Maharal writes in one place, that behema is from the lashon of ba-ma. In it is what it will be. An animal doesn't change qualitatively over life. It gets bigger, but it doesn't really change qualitatively. Right? The Gemara says about Bakama, egel v'nasa shor. But that's a physical difference. That's not a mahuti, that's not a qualitative difference. Whatever the animal has, it's in it when it's born. Ba-ma. Adam, says the Maharal, is from the word Adama, from the word the ground. The ground has so much potential. You put a seed into the ground and you water it, it could produce unbelievable, a tree, an orchard, a whole forest. That's Adam. Adam and Behemah are different, right? The beauty of the Lashon HaKodesh, right? The language reflects the essence of the item. Bama is a Behemah, and Adam is from the word Adama, from the word ground. And, you know, there's so much potential in the ground that we know of. Just plant a little bit and things could grow in the ground. So that's behema, kamashmo, chai is b'chal behema. That's how you know it can be all different types of animals. And the Gemara continues, zacharim unakevas, tmimin bali mumin, males, females, tmimin bali mumin. Those are all allowed. Skipping the parentheses for now, la'afuke muchuzer ever delo. The only thing excluded, even for b'nei Noach, is muchuzer ever, if it's missing a limb. Missing a limb, that is excluded. Well, that's not allowed. How do we know that? So Amar Belazer minayin lemechusar aver sheneesar lebnei Noach. If its animal is missing a limb, it's usher even for bnei Noach. Tambalomar mikol achai mikol basar. Right? Noach took on the teva from all chai mikol basar. So Amar Torah, we've had this Gemara a couple of times over the last couple of months. I see on the side of Avodah Zarah twice. Right? Amar Torah havei behema shechayin rashei evarim shala. Bring an animal whose tips of their limbs are living. That's what we darsh in Mikol HaChai. The tips of its limbs are living, meaning it has all its limbs. It has all its limbs, and therefore, if it's missing a limb, that's usher even for a ben Noach. Even for b'nei Noach, they are it is excluded. Says the Gemara, interesting to think whether the Isser, the only thing that's usher for b'nei Noach is Mechusar Eiver. Does that relate at all to Eiver Min HaChai? Right. Eiver min hachai is the right one iser that applies that was added on, as we know once Masoach was usher to eat basar, but Eiver min hachai, that was one of the Sherem Mitzvos Noach. We think of it as something unusual, but in the days of old, right, I once heard a description in a pre-refrigeration era. Let's say I have a huge animal and I want to have some meat tonight. But I don't want, what am I going to do? I'm going to shech the whole animal. I only have three people in my family in a certain case, and only three people eating at home tonight. What's going to be with the rest of the meat? It's a whole animal. It'll be much easier if I could somehow not let the rest of the animal go bad. So what would I do in those days, in the ancient days? You would cut off a limb of an animal. The animal could still be alive, walking around, missing a limb, and I could eat the limb. Right? That's why the Isra is the Eiver Ben Achai. Right, eventually, and we see pictures, there are pictures in archaeology of animals missing limbs on the inside of caves, because that's how, you know, it was more common. You wouldn't need refrigeration. Eventually, the animal would die, and that would be it. But that's the Isser of Avram and Achai. But maybe that relates to the fact that if an animal is missing a limb, so that's the only Isser that is, the only thing that's excluded from their world of karbanos. Maybe. So Amar Tarav Behema Shachayin Rashi Ivarim Shalah says the Gemara of Vidilma, maybe we could dash on this differently. That's not what the Pasuk Mikol Achai means, but Lim Ute Trefa. Maybe Mikol Achai is just excluding Trefa. A Trefa animal is not allowed to be used as a carbon for B'nei Noach. Hahu, no, that we learn from a different Pasuk. Mi Lachayos Zera Nafka. You learn that from Lachayos Zera. In order to keep the seed going, to keep the seed alive. Lachayos Zera, and a Trefa cannot have it reproduce. So therefore, you know, trefa excluded from that pasuk. So Gemara says, "Honey, chalamandamar trefa any yoledes." Fine, according to the mandamar, that trefa is not yoledes, doesn't have, cannot reproduce. So you learn it from the pasuk of lachayos zera. So the pasuk of omikol lachay is open to teach me that mechusar yivarim are excluded. But if you say trefa is yoledes, so then you don't use lachayos zera to exclude it. So you learn lachayos zera, right? It is now an open pasuk. So now how do all the drushes fit in? Michael Lameimar. So the Gemara says, okay, we darshan it differently. Ha'amar kra itcha bidomin lacha. So this is how we darshan mechusar avram. Itcha, just like Noach, you're not missing. Just like you are not a trefa, so too, you know, you can't have trefos given, even if trefa would be oledes, and therefore the Mikol Achai is still open for Rasha for Mechusar Ever. Let's just continue the flow. V'dilma Noach Gufa Trefa Avi. Maybe Noach was a trefa. Maybe Noach was a trefa. So how do you know that Itcha excludes trefa? Tosas elsewhere. I don't think here. Tosas elsewhere discusses, but Noach lived for a while. Right, so what do you mean Noach could be a trefa? Do you have different rules of trefas for humans and trefas for animals? Right, so that's, well, he does say it. He does, Dilma, the last one. I was looking at the earlier Tosfos, and thank you. Dilma, Tosfos v'Dilma, Noach guva trefa avi, v'yim tomar, v'alo chai achrechein, gimel me'ashana, he lived another 300 years. V'yishlomar d'shem alohaya b'koach u'brius karoilo. Maybe he wasn't as healthy. V'sugi k'mandar b'treifa chaya. And it's according to the mandar b'treifa chaya. V'rabbeinu tam, here it is. Ho'yiraga l'chalik bein treifas da'adam l'treifas da'behema. Right, it was b'chalik. Right, there's a treifa of a person, treifa of an animal. Mishim da'adam islay mazla. Adam has mazal. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Another related topic. But Adam has mazal. Therefore, even if an Adam is a treifa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still keep him alive. Even if the natural state is trefa lochaya for 12 months, but Tosfos says here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Adam islay mazel, and therefore it would be even though in mazel Yisrael. But again, we're not going to get into that right now. Okay, so Tamim. So Dilma, maybe Noach was a trefa. So Gemara says no, Tamim ksivbe. He was a Tamim. So it says he was a Tamim. So therefore, that means he wasn't a trefa. V'dilma Tamim b'drachav. Maybe that's a spiritual midos description. He was tam in his ways. Tzadik sivbe. No, the ways are covered by tzadik. V'dilma tamim midrachav tzadik b'maisav. And he was both. He was tam and tzadik in his derech and in his maisim. What's the difference between those two? Between drachav and maisav? Rashi. Tamim midrachav. Anav v'savlan. He was humble. He was patient. Maybe the difference is between actions and midos. Drachav and maisav. Right, actions and midos. We know there is different Gemaras that emphasize we have to focus on our actions, we have to focus on our midos. Right, the one that sometimes we quote maybe is the Gemara about Mahu Afata. Gemara tells us, based on the Chazal, that we know that one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, mitzvah number 612, I think in the Sefer HaChinuch, is being like Hashem. Mahu Afata. But there are two Gemaras about Mahu Afata. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel. Gemara there talks about Mahu Racham Afata Heye Racham, Mahu Chanun. Afata Heye Chanun. You have to be compassionate. You have to be kind. And the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed four actions. Mahu, Biker Cholim. Just like he visited Avram, so too we have to be Mavakar Cholim. Just like he was Menachem Avelim, so too we have to be Menachem Avelim, right, by Yitzchak. Just like he was Malbush Arumim, and just like he was Kover Mason. So what's the difference between those two Gemaras? Actions and Midos. Right? We have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alachta B'drachav, in both actions and midos. Mahu afata. The Chafetz Chaim points out that mitzvah is mentioned 8 times in the Torah in different ways. Following Hashem, which is maybe the essence of our life, one of the most defining mitzvahs. V'halachta bizrachav, being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But putting those two Gemaras together, it's about actions and it's about midos. And that's what the Gemara here suggests for Noach. Maybe Noach, when the Gemara Torah describes tamim and tzaddik, maybe it's referring to both actions and midos, as Rashi describes. The drachav is the way a person is, not just the specific actions. So maybe there is no source, again, that treifa is excluded, because they're both referring to the spiritual world. The Gemara answers, Isak adaitach, the Noach, gufa treifa have, no. If Noach was really a treifa, then Mikamarle, was Hashem really telling him, Mikamarle lenoach, dichvasich ayol, shleimim lo ta'ayol? Say, okay, it's people like you bring in. But he'll have to dafka find treifas, because those are people like him, and if somebody is not a treifa, then they shouldn't come. So it can't be that treifa is included, if he was a treifa. So it must be he's excluded. Fine. Well, it doesn't mean that he wasn't a tzaddik v'drachav, and tamim v'drachav and tzaddik v'mayisav. It just means it's not what the pasuk is referring to. Good. Says the Gemara, Me'achar de nafgalon mi itcha. So fine, from if itcha excludes trefa, mi l'chayo zera l'amali. So what does that pasuk teach me of l'chayo zera? We use the other pasuk of him, we call l'chay, to exclude mechusar ever. So what does this pasuk teach me, l'chayo zera? So ma'o detema itcha l'tzav sabah alma. Without l'chayo zera, I would have said that itcha means more for accompaniment. Right? Itcha, bring with you. Bring with you, but not teaching me dafka a halacha based on that. So I wouldn't have excluded anything. So afilu zaki and afilu saris, kamash malan, even someone who cannot reproduce a type of animal, kamash malan, that's why you have to put them together. Similar to what we had a couple of weeks ago, bazeh v'lim and alzeh. Right, if you have two psukim, toshav and sachir, we had, and by the heichal and the inside, okay, fine. Treifa is a huge topic which mostly comes up at Meseches Chulin in Eilat Treifas. There is a discussion. There's a Rambam. Rambam, it's hard to put these two Rambams together. You got to figure out how to do it. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Shechita and a Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita says, as we would have thought based on other Rishonim, when the Rambam lists off all the Treifas in Hilchas Shechita, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchas Shechita, he goes through, and before that, right, Perek, he starts off with earlier. What are these prakim? The seventh parak, the eighth parak, many parakim talks about treifa. But all at the end of that whole discussion, the kol elu shemanu v'amru shein treifa. All of these that Chazal listed are treifos. Af al pi she yera'e b'darkei harifua shebiyadenu. And even though using our medical science, says the Rambam, the professional, the amazing doctor, even though if we use our doctor referral, we see that some of them can live, and it doesn't seem like we would put this into the category of treifa. Doesn't matter what medical science says, in your day and age, halachically, this is a treifa. That is the Rambam. The Rashba even writes in a tshuva, and this is what I was referring to before, the Rashba writes in a tshuva, I'll get back to the steer and the Rambam in a second. The Rambam writes in Aleph Tzadiches, in the Tshuvas of Rashba, he says, don't question Chazal. Again, big part of the sugya of science and Gemara. I'll have to get back to this, but Hashem in Maseches Chulin. But the Rashba says, even if you know an animal's a treifa and you're looking at it and it has a baby, maybe it's an ace. Maybe it's an ace. So are animals, you know, mushgach so much that they would be privileged to have nisim? They're at least a little bit to what we just said about the Rabbi Notam and Tosfos. People have mazel. Animals might not have mazel. So, hashgacha, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Tazria, where Annie talks about animals have hashgacha klalis, people have hashgacha pratis. This is the question about the animals, right? Bilam's animal, the animal was used for the purpose of something about people, right? Not dafka animals, right? A nace would occur with an animal. But anyway, that's the line of the Rashba. But again, the Rambam says, you go by what Chazal told us. But if you look in Hilchos Rotzeach, Ushmiras HaNefesh, the Rambam writes there in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, HaHoreg Es HaTreifa. Somebody kills a treifa. Af al pi she'ochel v'shose u'mahalech pashuk. Even though the guy's walking around, HaRei Zepater Medini Adam. If you know somebody's a treifa, they have some type of illness, So the person is going to be pater, even though the person is walking around. V'kol adam b'cheska shalimu v'yahargo nera gad sheyivada b'vaday she's a trefa. We don't assume a person's a trefa. We assume people are not trefas unless they're proven trefa. And the only time is until a person says that, until we know for sure that he is a trefa, v'yomru harofim shemakaze ein latale ba'adam, and the doctors say there is no cure for this illness, uba yamos imo yemisenu davar acher, and this was going to kill him unless something else kills him. So there the Rambam quotes the doctors. The other Rambam says, how do you determine trefa by humans? By the doctors. The Rambam Nilcha Shchita, how do you determine trefa by animals? By Chazal. So is there a difference again between trefas of animals and trefas of people? Right? So the interesting how to put those two together. The Michtam Elio, Rav Dessler, has a letter that's much quoted. It's printed in the fourth volume of the Michtam Elio. We quoted this in Psachim by Mayim Shalanu. And it talks about, again, a different type of trefas. He is also of the opinion that you got to figure out what Chazal meant. We don't always know what Chazal meant, right, by the description. We say, oh, this is not a trefa. But is it maybe Chazal, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos about Kinim, about spontaneous generation, that it seems like the Gemara felt that certain types of maggots that were found in the fruit, right, that came from the fruit itself, and even according to our medical science, it was just attracted the bugs and they laid the eggs there. So it could be that the Rav Dessler says that maybe Chazal, either that was based on the knowledge of the time, or even if not, it was just that they said it has the halachic status of that. Ki'ilu. It is viewed like that. Again, a big discussion and different opinions in this regard, which we're not going to get into a comprehensive view of it. Okay, either way, that's a little bit about the trefa. Maybe we'll talk more about it in Maseches Chulin. Let's continue. Tahoran avalot tameim. Right, Tahoran, even though we have an expansive list of animals that could be used, but only the kosher ones. Earlier, Tahoran avalot tameim. Says the Gemara, Umiyavi tameim of Tahoran ba'ish haita, where they're kosher and non-kosher before the Torah was given, there was no such thing as kashrus, right? So what does that mean? That, you know, it was the Torah and not Tamein. So Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan, our girsa is me'osan shelo nevda behen avera. The ones that people did not perform averus do. Shelo nevda behen avera. That mean avodah zara, it wasn't worshipped. Doesn't mean it wasn't used in any other type of relationship. Those were the animals, that was what Tahar meant. Tahor and Avalot Tameh. If you look on the side, there's another Girsa that's quoted, and this is what the Marsha says is the Girsa, and this is what the Shim Kubet says has the Girsa in Zion, and this is the Girsa that Rashi quotes in Parshas Noach. The animals, see on the side, may osin sha'asidin li tahir. The ones that were gonna be kosher. The ones that were gonna be kosher. That's what it means, Torah and Tameh. And Rashi quotes, Mikan shalama Noach Torah. Right, from what we hear, we know, Rashi quotes in Noach, that that's how we know that Noach learned Torah and Perek Zion, Pasuk Beis. Good. We'll get to that. Let's just continue for a moment. We know have a Yadi. So how do they know, according to either Girsa, how did Noach know? How do you know what was going to be kosher? How do we know which animals were not Nolonev de Ben Avera? So, Kidder Rav Chizda, Adam Rav Chizda, the magic of the Teva. Kind of like the Urim Tumim. Havir and Levnei HaTeva, Shateva, Kaltasan, Biyadua Shutar. You, the animals walked in front of the Teva, whichever ones that the Teva opened its doors and said, come on in. So those were the ones that Noach knew were tahar. Ain't hateva kol tasan biyadua shein tmein. And those who were rejected, so we knew that those were going to be rejected and those were going to be tame. Good, one answer. Rabbi Avo Amar Kra, v'haboim zacharu nekeva. Haboim me'alehem. No, the animals that came by themselves, those were the ones that they knew were tahar. So Rashi, as I just said in Breishas, Zion Beis, quotes, Mikan shalama Noach Torah. The Mizrahi, and the Gur Aryeh also talks about it there, just wonders why Rashi quotes that day of the Gemara and not this day. How did he know? They came by themselves. Rashi doesn't quote that one. Rashi quotes that Mikan Shalama Noach Torah. So the Mizrahi just leaves it as a Sarachian. You know, why did Rashi not quote this day of the Gemara? And the Gur Aryeh tries to work out that you have to quote that, why you have to quote that day as well. Okay. Doesn't help for...
If he was Makar Behemoth,
how did he know? Right, so those, but that's the only Makar afterwards, the ones that came in. The ones that the table was ready collate, those are the ones. But if Adam was Makar Behemoth, it's different, right? We're not talking about Adam here, we're just talking about the Noach. Okay,
Amar Mar. No, do we have a day a Chazal that says Mikan Shelamad Adam Torah? Right, I'm not sure, but yeah, he was Makriv from Adam Arishon is the Rambam's Lashon. Maybe that's the Rambam's emphasis in the Pirush Mishnayos. May Adam tell Moshe Rabbeinu, right, to emphasize that even Adam was subject to these rules. Okay, Amar Mar. Next line of the Braisa said Va'kol Karvu Olos. And they were all olos, says the Gemara. Really, only olos? Olos in shlamim lo, b'avaksiv. It says by Maimon Har Sinai. It says at the end of Mishpatim, v'yizbechu shlamim zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. It says shlamim. So ela ema. Really, what it meant was hakol karvu, or the sheet that changes it to lakol karvu olos. On olos can be brought on behalf of anybody. Hakol karvu olos vishlamim. Right, and shlamim also can be, but brought for some. But everyone, on behalf of everyone, can be brought olos. That's going to be include even non-Jews. Shlamim also Jews. V'atanya avo shlamim lo ki'im olos. Olos in shlamim lo. But there's a brisa that says not shlamim. Kamanda amar lo karvu shlamim b'nei noach. Okay, it's a machlokas tanam, whether they were able to bring it. The itmar, as the machlokas amoraim says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, chad amar kavu shlamim b'nei noach, v'chad amar lo karvu. Machlokas, whether b'nei noach were able to bring shlamim. This also might relate to how do we view the status of Ben Noach? Also a topic that we discussed. Is it a separate status? Is it a pre-Yisrael status? Is it something separate? Did it have a different status only before Maimon Har Sinai, but after Maimon Har Sinai, now Ben Noach is different than what it was? Was Avraham and all the others that kept the Torah, were they considered Ben Noach or not? Again, big discussion in the Rishonim. So either way, Machlokes here. So, my time at Manda Amar Karvu Shlomim Bnei Noach, what's the reason, what's the source that Bnei Noach gave Shlomim? Dechsev, vehevel hevi gamhu, mi becharos sono, umechal behen, hevel. Hevel brought from the becharos sono, the first of his sheep, umechal behen, and from their fats. Why is the pasuk emphasizing their fats? Eze udavar shechelbo karv lagavi mizbeach, vein kulo karv lagavi mizbeach, haviomer ze shlomim. If you're emphasizing the fats, that means the meat was not burnt. Right, that was eaten. That's a shlamim. My time at the Andamar lo karvu. What's the source for the one who says they did not bring shlamim? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Uri tzafon uboi teman. And we darshin titna er uma shema aseha b'tzafon. Wake up, Am Yisrael, whose your actions or this is not only Am Yisrael, is everyone that whose actions are in the tzafon, meaning only Ola. Right, that's in the tzafon of the Mizbeach. We even had a couple of days ago, maybe tzafon of Yerushalayim is some of the Avodas Chutz. The Tava Uma Shema Aseh, but tzafon Uba Darom, an Uma that has its actions in the north and the south should come. That means Bnei Yisrael are also in the Darom, Kachikalim, which is Shlamim. Fine. So each Shita has a basis. So what does each one do with the other opinion? Umar Nami Yaksiv Umechel Behen. What is the opinion that says only Ola? What does it do with the Pasuk Umechel Behen? Mishmeine Hen Ditu. Means from the bests. From the best, from the fattiest. Right? Not to emphasize that only the fat was burned. Mishmeine Hen. Umar Nami Yaksiv Uri Tzafon. And what does the other Pasuk do about the emphasis of Tzafon? Ha'uba Kibas Galias Udachsiv. That's just talking about where they're coming from. Kibbutz Galios, not Dafka, emphasizing anything about the pasuk of the Karbanos. V'haksiv, v'yamar Moshe, gam ata titein b'yadenu zvachim v'olos v'yasinu l'Hashem alokeinu. But didn't Moshe say that you're also going to send us zvachim and olos? You see zvachim? Isn't it zvachim shlamim? Answer, no. Zvachim la'achila v'olos la'akrava. Zvachim are just animals to eat. There's stam animals, chulin animals to eat. Olos are going to be makrif. Vaksiv, okay, go a little bit later. Vaksiv, ayikach Yisro, chosin Moshe ola uzvachim. Yisro with ola and zvachim, so isn't zvachim shlamim? Kasha on the other shita. Hahu la'achar matan toru dechsiv. That was after Maimon Har Sinai. Yisro was after Maimon Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, "Honi chalamanda amar Yisro achar matan Torah haya." That makes sense. If Yisro came after Maimon Har Sinai, and we say ein muktam umu uchar batorah, right? And he came after elamanda amar Yisro kodem matan Torah havi. But if you read the Torah in a chronological way, then Yisro came before Maimon Har Sinai. So then it's a kasha, because then it says that Yisro has shlomim. Michael Amemar. So then you have a kasha. The itmar, as we know, the machlokas amoraim. B'nei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad amar Yisro kodem matan Torah haya. V'chad amar Yisro achar matan Torah haya. Question mark. So according to the Manda Amar, that Yisro was before matan Torah, then this is a raya that B'nei Noach could bring shlomim. Because it says zvachim va'olos. The Gemara answers, Lamanda Amar, Yisro, Kodem, Atan Torah, Haya. If you say that Yisro was Kodem, he's the one that says, Ksavar, Shlomim, Hikrivu, B'nei Noach. So just put those two sheets together, you're right. If Yisro was before, then you have to say that the B'nei, they brought Shlomim. You wouldn't be able to have otherwise. Period. There is a question, halachically, in terms of a non-Jew, we know, could bring Karbanos. We know Bizman HaZed, they could bring Olos, and even then, maybe only Olos. But a goy sends his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So, what about shlichus? Right? Isn't the Kohen the shliach of the Bailim, and a goy is excluded from shlichus? Right? We know that from Hafarshas Truma and from elsewhere. So how is it that a goy can bring us send the carbon? And he can't do the avoda. So how does it work? So, Chasam Sofer in Yeridei and Shin Chaf Aleph asks his kasha. Isak adayta the goya filu eino oved avod zara nami pasal l'shchita minatara kasha ech efsha shi goyim nodrim v'chulu ki Yisrael. Hakoma de iu lo matzi avish liach lo matzi mashvi v'iu lo matzi l'mishchat. Right? So a goy can't do the avoda. If a goy can't do the avoda, he can't make a shliach to do the avoda. And he's a mufka from shlichus. So, says the Chasam Sofer, two answers. Shamati, or one answer he gives and the others give other. Shamati, he says, maybe chiddush gadol. By kachim there is shlichus. That's the chiddush of the Torah. If you know that the kohanim have to do the avoda, and you know a goy is allowed to send the karbon, then you have to put those two together. You have to say that the Torah allows shlichus by kachim for goyim. Yesh lomar, be kachim, de kol ma'aseyem ayde shliach. The whole mahus of kachim is through a shliach. Efshar yesh shlichus afilu legoy anan leditu. You have to say that's the chiddush Torah, right? It's built into the system that's allowed. What's the other answer? I saw some achronim say the other answer relates to right the sugya nedarim. Well, are the kohanim our shlichim or are the kohanim Hashem shlichim? Right? The Gemara asks shluchei drachmana or shluchei didan. Right? Nafkamina, if I'm muder hana from a kohen. Right? So does muder hana could that the relationship work? So again, that's another answer, but again, we know both of those are facts. A goy could send the nola, and the kohen could be makrib, right? We had earlier, and we had at the end of the fourth parak, I think. Where was that mishnah? In the mems, right? The mem vav, mem hei, amid aleph, right? There was a machlokes tanoim about what's the status of karbonis of non-Jews. Kachi ovdei kachavim. Ein chayavim mishum pikul notes v'tamei, v'ashochtam v'chutz patar, div Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Mechayev. Right? Do they have the full status of a karbon or not? Is there pikul notes v'tamei? But again, now I'm just learning that from Sukkim. But either way, that's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, which we have mentioned often when this comes up, and others, talks about the hashkafic message of why is it that Olos, Goyim could only bring Olos? Right? Why can't they? Even if you want to say that B'nai Noach were able to bring Shlomim, does that mean now, Bizman Hazeh? Right, the language is Karvu, Lo Karvu. It could be that even the Mandama that says Karvu, but Bizman Hazeh, I mean, we paskin for sure, they can only bring Olos. So what's the message? Rabbi Yaakov, in a larger piece, discusses in Parshas Bereishis, that this reflects a yisod, a difference in hashkafas ha'olam. V'hinei yesh machlokas ikarit ben Yisrael la'amim. Diladidon ha'nefesh va'aguf yesh lahem kesher sinteti. Right, we hold that the body and the soul have a connection, and the body can be sanctified. And that was reflected by any karbon, that some of it is burned and some of it is eaten, that's what karbonis reflect. This connection and synthesis between the two. Aval akum omrim, but what do many other nations say? The body is sinful. The body inherently is bad. And you know, and it's better not to eat so much, and it's better not to get married, and it's better not to talk so much, and it's better v'chulu. Ki anefesh nimsa v'soch aguf, ve'eno mamal akol aguf, ela sheish lo mador betocho. Aval eno mu'urebesem aguf. And that's why it says Rabbi Yaakov, when they had to come up and create their own leader, they had to create something called an immaculate conception. Because to say that a god, something godly, comes from two humans, That would be preposterous. How is that possible? How could something godly come from two humans? We say yes, and we emphasize that. Right? That's what's the emphasis at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Doesn't even mention their names to emphasize they're just human beings. Right? The exact opposite. Then, of course, the idea basar yefshalahem let sayer she yisei kedusha mivale chomer mashenkin b'torah kedusha sifra torah ki yalach yesh mivei slevi v'alachach esbas slevi. And that's why Ola versus Shlamim. That reflects the difference between the two karbanos. Says the continues the Gemara. Kitanoi. Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyan. Here we go. Famous. This is what we quote very often, or at least I quote very often. One of the favorites. So Yisro heard. So Mashmu Hashem Oba Viniskayer. What did Yisro hear? So much discussion. First Rashi and Yisro quotes two out of three opinions. Why does he only quote two out of three? Why not all three? Okay, quotes two out of three. What made Yisro? What did he hear in order to come convert? Rabbi Yeshua Omer Milchemes Amalek Shama. He heard Milchemes Amalek. Here's what happened in Milchemes Amalek. Shari Kasa Betzido, because that's what's exactly written in the Torah. The end of Mishalach is Milchemes Amalek. And then Vayishma Yisro. Vayachlosh Yehoshua Samalek Ves Amo Lefi Charef. Right? So that is number one, that he heard about Milchemes Amalek. That's what inspired him to come. The question is asked that the Bas Ayin, the Avrecher from Tzfat, he asks, he's quoted here in the Biure Chasidus, Lashas. Isn't Amalek the symbol of being marchik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the symbol of Safek, the symbol of Tumah and Klipa. So what does it mean that he heard about Amalek and he came to be Mizgayer? Is it the opposite? So the Bas Ayin says, yes, but no. Why? When Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were on such a high level of Am Levadad Yishkon, it wasn't shayach for any Geirim to come. Wasn't shayach. They were so high. They were so intense. Ubaoso zman geirim chadashim lohayu yicholim liyidavik bohem. Machbas hashras hakadusha gedola biyisrael. Kamo shiyeh la'asid. As we know, the Gemara tells us, ein makadlin geirim limosam mashiach. It's not going to be shayach. But after Amalek brought them down a little bit, asher karcha baderech v'tzinin lahem es hashpas hakadusha, so now it's possible for, you know, other nations to be able to see themselves with us and eventually come to be with us. Interesting, creative shot. How do you put those two together? Best Melchem and Samalek. Good. Number one. Reblazer Amodoy Omer, Matan Torah Shama Uba. Heard about Maimon Har Sinai. Right? And that's the sheet of Yisro came after Maimon Har Sinai and the Torah is not written in chronological order. When the Torah was given, Hashem's voice was heard from one side of the world to the other side of the world. And all the kings of the world, they were shaking and quaking in their palaces. They said some type of instinctual shira, but they didn't know what they were saying. So they didn't know what was going on. They came to the smartest person they knew, Bilam. They came to Bilam Arasha. V'yamrulo, makol hamon asher shamanu. What is going on? What is this sound? Shema mabul bala olam. Is there going to be another mabul? Is that what's going on? He says to them, no, there's not going to be another mabul. Amar lehem Hashem lo mabul yashav. Right? Hashem lo mabul yashav. Right? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen again. Amar lehem vayesh Hashem melech olam. I'm sorry. That was the continuation of the kings. Hashem lo mabul yashav. Amar lehem. Bilam answers them. Vayesh Hashem melech liolam. Kfar nishma gadosh baruch hu. Sheinu mevi mabul olam. Hashem swore. Right? No more mabul. Amru lo mabul shal mayim eino mevi. Aval mabul shal esh mevi. Maybe he'll bring a mabul of fire. Shene amar ki Bo'esh Hashem Nishpat. Amar Lohen, Kfar Nishpa, She'enu Mashvas Kol Basar. No, there's not going to be any more destruction. You don't have to worry. Umakal Amar Adesh Shemanu. So what do we hear? So what is it? Amar Lohen, Bilam says, Chenda Tova Yishlo Babiska Nazav. Hashem is a special treasure. Shehaisa Kenuza Etzlo, that was with him. Tuf Kufayin Dal Doros, that was with him for 974 generations. How do you get that number? Not for now. Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam. Ubikish l'nilabanav, right? He had the Torah beforehand, right? The Gemara, Nedarim, and Emsachim, one of the seven items created before the world was created. Torah, right? And he had it, that he's giving it to his kids, to his children. Shenema Hashem Ozlamo Yitain. And they said, wow, really? Okay, miyad pasku kulam v'yamr, Hashem yivarech, esamo bashalom. This is the conversation. Let's just finish the flow, and then we will talk about that a little bit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the third opinion, Kriyas Yamsuf Shamoba. Heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, Shenemar, Vayikishmoa kol Malcheho Emori. Right, when the Malchi Emori heard about what happened, right, the pasuk in Yehoshua, V'yavrachav Azon Amra L'shluchi Yehoshua. Also, when the Shluchim of Yehoshua, when they came, the two Meraglim came in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua to Yericho, that's what they said. What is everybody feeling? Rachav Hazona, their hostess, said, yeah, everybody's scared. Ki shamano eitz asher hovish Hashem, es mei Yamsuf. Right? She said, everybody heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So Yisro also heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. One more line, and then we'll talk about this Gemara. Maishna Hasam, why the little difference in Lashon? Why Maishna Hasam, right, dichsiv v'lo yiyah bohem od ruach? It says there, no ruach, but maishna hacha, by rachav, it says, the gemara v'lo kama od ruach v'ish. It adds to the word ish. If it's both referring to, they heard about Maimon, about the Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the emphasis? Says the gemara, rachav was adding, diafilu akshu yinami lo akshu. They were so shocked and in awe and weak that they couldn't even be miskasha when they were with their mates. They couldn't even miskasha. They were just so weak. We know Yada, how did Rachav know that? The answer is because Rachav was amongst them. Damar, ein lachal kol sar v'nagid shlo bal Rachav azona. Everyone zona. Rachav was a very popular zona, and all the kings and all the princes used to come to be with her. Amru bas yudshanim ha'isuk shiyasi yisomim mitzrayim v'zansa kol memshana zinsa kol memshana shai yisomim midbar for 40 years. Achar nunshana, and after 50 years, it's like one of the Rabbeinu ben Derdaya gemaras. Nizgaira, she converted. According to Chazal, she even married Yeshua ben Nun. Right. Nizgaira. Amra yehimacholi, and she says, she davened and said, I hope I have a mechila, bischarchevel chalonu pishtim. What does that mean? Rashi quotes the mechilta. Through, I used to use these ropes to let the people who I was with at night down outside so nobody would see them or be in private. And I dafka used these ropes and flax to hide the meraglim and do a mitzvah. Dafka, and what was used for the Aveira should be used for the mitzvah, like the Rambam and Hilchos Shuva, right? Dafka, the exact situation, and you should use it. So that's what was used here. The opposite, so to speak, of Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar, right? That usually we say, oh, you can't bring the gold into the Kodesh Kodashim, right? So we discussed that in the past, like, but you still Dafka use Tavo Para Aduma V'Takaneach and Soas Bana on the Egel. So there's a balance of Dafka using it, like here. That's the message of this Medrash that Rashi quotes here. You Dafka use the Koach HaTshuva, you use what was used for the Aveira, and use it for something positive. Let's go back, though, to this Gemara. 2 points on the Gemara. First, the thought that we mention often for Rameir Shapiro. Why did they think there was a mabul? Well, why, out of all the things, they knew something was happening. Why dafka a mabul? So Rabbi Shapiro says, unbelievable. He says, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, v'gar zeivim keves, that in the future, the lions and the sheep and everybody are going to get along. Why is that such an amazing prophetic vision? It happened once before already. It happened on the Teva. Well, the animals got along. Right, so what's the emphasis of Yeshayahu? The answer is there are two types of achdus. No, achdus type one is achdus b'toch ein breira. Right, we're in the same danger, we have a common enemy. So, you want to survive, you better get along. We're in the same boat, literally. Right, and you have to get along, because you want to survive. That's Achdus type 1. And that's what happened by the Mabul. What Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking about is something totally different. Right, that's an Achdus based on a shared dream, common aspirations, right, goals that you want to achieve together. That's a different type of Achdus. And that's what Yeshayahu HaNavi is talking about. When all the other nations saw and heard Maimon Har Sinai, and what was there? Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They saw, they felt the Achdus. They said, is there another Mabul? Because that's the Achdus type one that many could understand. Is there a Mabul? Bilam says this is a different type of Achdus. Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. This is an Achdus based on Torah, based on being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the positive, and that's a different type of Achdus. Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. Related to that is the Karen Ora on this Gemara. The Karen Ora says that there are two ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either to destroy the Yetzirah or to use the Yetzirah. Right? B'shnei Yitzrecha. Right? B'shnei, B'yetzirah Tova, B'yetzirah. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas. So the Karen Ora says the easier way is to just smash the Yetzirah and just get rid of it and be mevatel it. And that's what was done up until the time of Maimon Har Sinai. when there was something negative, it had to be squashed. It had to be mevutal. But once the Torah comes along, no, that's different. Now there's something different. The nations say, is there another Mabel? Meaning, God is coming here to perfect the world. How is it being done? Is it being done by destruction? Is it being done by destroying the Yetzirah? Because that's what's been done basically up until now. Balaam says it's a different type of dealing with the Yetzirah. It's perfecting the Yetzirah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Right? It's that's something different. Baal v'shalu, shema Mabel bala olam nisiyaru, shema yehe abitol ayde hashchasa, kamo b'mabel. Right, Bilam says it's never going to happen again. No, it's going to happen through everybody recognizing Hashem. V'kulam yichyu v'yodul yotzram b'hakaraso, kulam eskvodo yizbarach. V'ofan atikun shavel l'kulam v'nizkav alohem. Ubir hara lo yayde hashchas achas v'shalom. Come on, Mabel. Ela hara yosheves v'yishav hakolatov. Yishalem v'emes l'chol briolam. Right, and that's the pasuk in Hallel, Halos Hashem kol goyim ki gavar aleinu chasto ve'emes Hashem la'olam. I did tikvaras chasto aleinu v'mashan asalanu haTorah asher kol umos ikiru amitas Torahs emes muftachu ki lo yavo olam liyashchasa v'chulu, as he continues. Okay, that is a top 10 Gemara. Okay, every Gemara is top 10 Gemara. I shouldn't say it, but that's really a one. Okay, here we go. Said the Gemara Amar Mar v'ovdi kochavim bizman hazeh rashon lasos kei. Next line. The Goyim are allowed to do this even Bizman Hazeh. Right? We have different rules after Maamar Har Sinai. Minani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Daberel B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael mitzuvim al Shchut Echutz, V'yidot Echavim mitzuvim al Shchut Echutz. Right? There's no Isra of Shchut Echutz on the Goyim. The Ola Shlomo here discusses, do you have a source in the Torah for all, I don't know, 300 and plus, that the Goyim, you need a pasuk in the Torah to exclude Goyim from Averis? Of course, Goyim are not included in Averis. Why would we have thought otherwise? You need a pasuk to tell me that a goy is not mitzuvah in shchut echutz. Do you have a pasuk to tell me that they're not mitzuvah in shatnez? They're not mitzuvah in eating not kosher? No, it doesn't apply to non-Jews. You have a special pasuk. So all the Shlomo this deals with, unless you say ish, we might have included them beginning of the parsha, or maybe the emphasis is to teach me that not only is there no isra shchut echutz, but their carbon is niskabel. But that's what it's emphasizing. Then it's a positive. Ef shalomar dehava mina dehi dein mizharin mikol makom ena carbon kosher. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malan to kosher huva ola leratzon. Right, that's the ola shlomo of Shlomo Lipschitz right here in the on the daf. Okay, so lafichach. And therefore, because there's no iser, kolecha vechad bona lo bama laatzmo, umakrev ala komashi yirtzei. He build a bama and be makrev whatever he wants. Amar of Yaakov Baracha, Amar of Asi, Osir l'sayin v'laso shlichusan, but a Jew cannot help them. A Jew is Osir in shchudechut, so a Jew can't help them, you know, deal with their karbanos. Amar Abba, v'lo orinu luhushari. He could teach them halachas. A Jew is allowed to teach it. Isn't there an iser of teaching a goy Torah? But at the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, any mitzvah that's shaykh to them, so then you're allowed to teach them. Asher mitzvah be'noach. The Gemara says be'feirish. No problem. This is a mitzvah that's put mutter. They can bring karbanos on Obama. So you're allowed to teach them. Like, kiha de'ifra hormuz ema deshvar malka, shadri karban ala rava. She said the karban to rava. Shol chalei askini ale l'shem shemayim. Here, give this l'shem shemayim. Arma l'hulur of safra ul ravacha barhuna. So rava says to his Talmidim, Zilu v'dabru trei ome gulai, go find two young men, gulai are the same age, right? Rashi says, b'nei gil echad, shekein noy ledavar. Right, they're the same age, then it's more hider mitzvah. V'chazu hecha damaska yam asirton, look where the yam sent up like fresh soil. What do you need that for? Rashi says, it was never used for hedyot. It was never used for anything else. V'shaklu tzi v'chadzi, take new wood. V'afiku nura mimar chadta, like make a new fire. V'asku anil l'shem shemayim, meaning build a whole bama, right, find two non-Jewish boys we're talking about, and bring it l'shem shemayim. Amar le Abaye, come on. Abaye says, why did he emphasize to do all of this? Details. Come on, Karbaza ben Shemua, it must be that he, Rava, holds like Karbaza ben Shemua. D'tani, Karbaza ben Shemua, Omer, ma'am izbeach shalei shtamish ba'hedyot, af itzem shalei shtamish ba'hedyot. Right, just like the Mizbeach, the Bama, or the Mizbeach cannot be used for, cannot have been used for anything else, so too, Eitzim, and therefore he was looking for freshly, nothing was never touched. But V'hamoli was ben Shemua be'Bama, but even if you want to say that's true by the Mizbeach and the Eitzim, by a Bama you don't need that. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Kosev Echad Omer, by David HaMelech, when David wanted to build a Mizbeach in the spot where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. One pasuk says, V'itin lo David lo Arnon. David gave to Arnon. Sometimes he's called Arnon, sometimes Arvana. David gave to Arnon v'makom shiklezov mishkal shesh meos v'gomer. He gives him 600 gold. V'yiksev v'yiken David esagor and v'esabokar b'kesef shloshim chamishim. 50. Is it 50? Is it 600? So one answer, he collected 50 from each shevet, which equals 600. Rebbe Omer, Mishum Abba Yossi ben Dustoi, Bakar, the Eitzim, Umakam HaMizbeach ben Nun, the animals and the wood, Umakam HaMizbeach for 50, the Kalabayis Kula b'sheish meos, and the whole area for 600. But you see there, he bought the wood and the Makam HaMizbeach. So it didn't have to be, it was pashas used for other things before. That's the Machlokas. Rebbe Lezer ben Shemua Omer, Bakar, the Eitzim. So Rashi and other Mefarshim take out the next two words, because then it would be the same as the second Shita. Malkam Mizbeach, taking that out. Benun, v'chalabayis kula b'sheish meos. Dechsiv, ayomar Aravna el David, yikach, v'yaladoni ha-melech ha-tov b'inav. Remember, Aravna, just like Ephron, said, you know what, just take it for free. Ra'ah ha-baka, re'eh ha-baka la'olav, ha-morigim, u'kli ha-baka la'etzim. Take these animals for karbanos, take these kalim, cut them up and use them. So, question mark. So you see from there that the bama does not require to have lishma, to not have been used before. Right? So how could Rava say that? So Rava, amar l'chasam na'i v'chadati. No, that was also new. Right? The stuff that Aravna gave to David was also new. It was never used. Asks the tour and the tour al HaTorah, asks the tour, how could Yaakov take stones when he woke up from his dream and pour oil on it? Afal gav de isa beperak basur de zvachim de ein osin mizbeach midavar shenish tam ishpo hedyot bibama shari. That's what the tour says. Even though you can't build a mizbeach, but in a bama you can. Right? Argamar sounds like Even a bama, you need, it wasn't used. But that's what the Torah says. Even though it says there, you can't use it, by a bama, that's how the Torah understands the Gemara. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes this Torah. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this Torah al HaTorah in Mitzvah Mem, in the Mitzvah of the Isra building a Mizbeach with hewn stones, and he gives a different answer. He quotes that the Yalkut says that the stones that Yaakov Avinu slept on were the same stones from Akedas Yitzchak. That was the Mizbeach. And they were the same stones that Adam Arishon used for the Mizbeach. So therefore, these were originally Kodesh. Nobody could ask for them afterwards. Right? They were originally Kodesh. Everything belonged to Adam. That's the tour and the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem. My Morigin, what is this tool that he said to use Morigin? Amar Ula Mitashal Turbal. My Mitashal Turbal, Amar Abaya, Iza de Karkasa de Daishan Dishoy. Type of tool that looked like a goat that you would use for threshing. Amar Abaya Maikra, where's the pasuk that alludes to this? Hine Samtich Lemore Karutz Chadosh Baal Pifios. Good. Makri le Rava le Brave, Rami le Kroyada di Rava, separate from the Brisa. Now Rava taught his son and taught him this stira. Ksif vayitin le David le Arnon v'gomer, v'ksif vayikin David v'gomer. Right, 650. Haketzad, govim mikol shem v'shev v'chamishim shesh me shesh meos. Vakadi kashan adadi, hasem kasev achazov. There's still another stira we didn't deal with. One says silver, one says gold. El hachi kamar, gova kesef b'mishkal shesh meos zahav. It was collecting silver in the weight of gold, right? So, but again, putting the two psukim together. Often we have to put together psukim from Divrei Hayamim and from Sefer Shmuel. Divrei Hayamim tells the same stories from Sefer Shmuel and Malachim, and there's in order to get the full picture of the stories, you have to learn both svarim, because there's much that is filled in one that's not written in the other. Some of them are very similar. Well, like David can't build the base of English because he has blood on his hands. That's only in Divrei Hayamim. You can read all the Sefer Shmuel, and we would never get that. So you have to read both. We, Baruch Hashem, feel free that the Navi Shir we've had for the Nevi'im Rishonim. We didn't get to Divrei Hayamim yet. Baruch Hashem, one day. But Baruch Hashem, we are where we are. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. We will continue Baruch Hashem next time with a Kuf Yud Zayin as we close in on the last couple of dafim here in Maseches Vachim.